What's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, with another minute of life. I want to talk about what separates broke people and rich people. And the one thing I think that separates us, that we have problems with, is actually counting our money. And let me tell you, because see, rich people know exactly where they're at financially. Broke people, we don't know. We have no idea. We overspend. Rich people underspend. And let me explain that. You, of course, you get your check, you pay all your bills. You pay your car note, you pay your rent, you know, your kids' school, electricity, cable, all these things. You pay that. But then you never, that's what you budget on. That's what most people budget on. Like, oops, well, you know, my bills are $1,500 a month and I make about $3,000 a month. I'm good. Okay. But then every month you either are overdrafting your account or you're always at a limit. Why is that? Every 2 weeks, for some reason, you at the limit. Why? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same effect I say when you have to go to the bathroom and you hold it for a long time, but as soon as you start getting closer to the bathroom, you start wanting to pee. It's the same thing with your money. Think your money is pee. Because at the end of the day, you don't factor in that. You factor in that date right there, that like, I'm going to be broke on this day because I know the next day I'm going to have money. So you spend until you get to that point. You get the anxiety. And then also you go to the bathroom because you got your money again. Because you know at the end of this time, you're going to have money. So you spend, anxiety. Oh, money. Boom. Just like, have to go to the bathroom. Gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm about to go. Oh, here's the bathroom. Ah, here we go again. So what you got to do is count your money. Know where you're at. Put in those expenses that you don't put into your budget. Put in that little freaking Starbucks coffee you get every morning. Put in that time you go out with your friends, the shopping you do, the little money you buy from the grocery store, that little cake you buy, the little icing you may put on that thing for 2 cents. Put it all in your budget. Then you understand where you really are financially. But see, most of us are scared to do that because we're like, we want to think we have more than what we do. That's why you overdraft. That's why you reach a limit on your bank every 2 weeks. So count your money. Know where your money is. Budget accordingly, because that's what rich people do. They may pay others to do it, but hey, at the end of the day, they know where they are financially. They know where their money's at. So budget. That's all I have to say for today. Y'all have a great day. Hey, appreciate you checking out the Minute Advice Podcast. If you want to check out more of my podcast, go to CasanovaWilliams.com, or you can check me out on all social media. Just type in Casanova Williams.